Welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. I look forward in the next few moments sharing with you some wonderful truth that'll help to develop a tangible relationship between you and God. Number two, that'll help you to get your prayers answered. And number three, that you'll have testimonies to share with others about what the Lord has done for you. Now, each time that we've had our videos, we've shared from Matthew chapter 11, verses 27 to 30 in the Message Bible. And I want to continue with this until we all can quote it so well, because it's a great passage. We may get to that even today. If not, then the next session. But it starts out like this, verse 27. Now Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father and Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping this to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. Walk with me and work with me. I'll show you how to do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Walk with me, keep company with me, and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. Now, as you can tell, I made a couple of mistakes in that, but nothing grave at all, because the emphasis of that particular passage of Scripture is Jesus. Notice how much he talked about getting with him, being with him, spending time with him, letting him be the source of your light and easy, productive life with God. Well, this is where we want to spend our attention and put our focus on your spirit fellowshipping with God and how will it affect every part of this physical world and your physical life. So, as we look into some of the things that we've already been sharing, we've been talking about the spiritual life, or your spirit being the real you. So I'm going to come over here to John chapter 1, 1 through 5. And before I read that, I want to share with you today, we're going to talk about the natural versus the supernatural. Now, I know that this is a matter of semantics. I get that. But I think you'll understand why I'm taking the position that I'm taking today in sharing these truths with you to help you to unravel yourself from putting yourself behind the eight ball, making something more important, or placing a difficulty in a greater place than God actually sees it. Do you know, if Jesus told us that it's just a little tiny speck of faith that will remove a mountain, maybe one of the ways that we can look at that is, he's trying to tell us that once he finished everything, there are no mountains. So really, the mountain in your life is what you believe to be a mountain. But if you believe it to be what Jesus already did, is he handled it, then how much faith do you really need? Not that much. A little speck when contacting God will move a mountain. So let's look here for just a moment. And natural versus supernatural. Now, this is a very interesting thought right here, because most of the time we talk about the earthly existence in our flesh and in the world as the natural world. And we talk about the experience that we would love to have happen, which is of a spiritual nature where God gets involved as the supernatural. Another word that we use that I think we misuse or appropriate is the word miracle. Now, I'm not telling you to take supernatural and miracle out of your vocabulary. But what I am doing is revealing something about a mindset that causes you to immediately, when you use those words, to precondition yourself to think that you're actually behind and you have to catch up. If God could help you to have a miracle, if we get enough people to pray, if we get enough people, you know, on your side, if we have everybody contending and praying for the supernatural, I think you're starting to get what I'm doing with these words. I'm helping you to see what we've done to these words. Because can't you see with me that everything supernatural or miraculous in the spiritual world to God is nothing more than normal and regular, to be expected, an everyday occurrence. You say, well, that's wonderful because that's God. Well, that's what we've been sharing with you, is you are a spiritual being just like Him, made in the image and likeness of God. Remember, image and likeness means representation and manifestation. So you are a representation of God and a manifestation of God, which means the same way God sees the spiritual realm as home, this is also our home. Hallelujah. God wants us to see things from His perspective. And we're going to do that the best we can. Man was made to walk in spiritual light, development, and understanding. So John chapter 1, and when we look at 1 through 5, and I'll just take a moment to get there for a second here. John 1, 1 through 5. And I had part of the verse down, but I'm going to read the whole thing here. I actually like the Passion Translation here. It says, in the very beginning, the living expression was already there. And the living expression was with God, yet fully God. They were together face to face in the very beginning. And through His creative inspiration, this living expression made all things, for nothing has existence apart from Him. Life came into being because of Him, for His life is light for all humanity. And this living expression is the light that burst through gloom, the light that darkness could not dismiss. That's really good. So I want you to see that we were made for the light. We are the children of light. God is the Father of light, or He is light Himself. Amen. Jesus said He was the light of the world. And we could go on and on talking about light. But I bring that up because I want you to know that the divine expression that's in you is of a spiritual nature. And again, we continue just to move on this particular thought, because I don't want you to think that anything that's of the spiritual world where God is involved is anything but normal. If it is supernatural, and you look at the earthly world and the flesh as natural, you've already accepted the earthly world and the flesh as something that should be regular and to be expected every day. And of course, what goes with the world and the flesh? Well, there's nothing good of the world, and there's nothing good of the flesh. By that, I mean man's interpretation of the world and flesh will get you in a bad place. Amen. It'll get you in trouble. That's where sickness and disease, that's where trouble lies. So we say things like, I need a supernatural miracle because I'm having a natural experience of sickness. No, the truth couldn't be further from the truth there. What is of natural is spirit, and it's God. And it's everything that is normal to heaven. And so I like this over here in John 3, 36 of the Barclay Translation. It says, to believe in the Son is to enjoy the experience of eternal life. To refuse to believe in the Son is to deprive oneself of the experience of life. The experience of life is everything we were created for. Right down the line, I mean, we are filled with God's eternal life. And that was one of the beauties of our experience with Christ, is He filled us with His life. So now let me move to a certain thought here, an illustration. And that is using the illustration of a lottery ticket. You know, so many people buy lottery tickets, and yet there's only one winner. And if you win the lottery, I mean, shame on you if you think you could win it again. Because we know those are not the odds, right? When we talk about God and everything that comes from heaven, healing, your divine prosperity, the blessing of God's peace and joy in the midst of a storm, when you begin to put yourself into heaven's thought patterns, they are nothing but the most normal and regular and to be expected thought patterns of a newly created being in Christ. But if you make them supernatural, and the natural is the trouble that you're trying to get out of, it becomes like a lottery ticket. In other words, with 200 million to one odds, we are just trusting and believing God. Do you see how lame that is? How weak that is? And let me just say, there's nothing about religion that's going to make Christianity strong. everything about religion is to dumb down Christianity and bring self back into it, bring a worldly perspective back into God, and compromise the absolutes of God that give you the right to walk to the end of a pier and jump off and know that you will not have any harm in your life. It is what causes the boldest faith when you already know the answer, when you let God be the absolute God that He is. So the word miracle is the same way. Oh, we need a miracle. If everybody could just pray for a miracle. Now I believe you've begun to see exactly where we're going with this, because everything about a Christian's life with God is to be expected every day, and a miracle that you need is to be thought of as the most normal thing that you could actually experience. In fact, the way we breathe air, and I know there may be some out there that may be struggling with some type of asthma, and if you are, just receive right now the very life of God that lives in you and the presence of God that we preach to you right now to alleviate your asthma and to bring forth your healed lungs and go outside. I don't care how stuffy it is outside, whether it's a hot, hot, humid day, and take yourself a good run around the house and see what the Lord has done for you. Well, there must be an experience, as we're winding down, in your spirit, an encounter with God that allows you to know that what we study and what we seek is normal. I love the Cotton Patch translation, Galatians 2:20. It says, I've died, and now I'm enjoying my second existence, which is simply Jesus using my body. I'm telling you, we're going to get to this the next session, but this is so important that we realize that Jesus is real, and everything about our life is just as real as His life. If you knew for certain that Jesus could come down in the flesh and touch you like He did 2,000 years ago, if you felt that that's what you would need, then be assured as we help you with these thoughts, you'll feel just as comfortable knowing that He lives inside of you and that touch is with you forever. I'll say this to you. In the New Testament, Jesus walked along the way and people came and touched Him. But in the New Covenant, Jesus actually touches you. All right, we're going to have a great story right here. This is one that I just want to share concerning even my daughter and one of the wonderful things that has taken place with her concerning jobs and all. And of course, this is right home where we all live. Allie's very, very talented, a wonderful, wonderful girl, such a bright future. And she's an artist, 3D modeler. And a couple of years ago, before all the COVID thing happened, she received an internship to Disney as a 3D modeler. And I could go on and on about how much they loved her and thought about her. But during the COVID, they were just about ready to hire her. And all of a sudden, COVID came and they had to get rid of all of their interns as the first thing that they did. But a few months ago, Disney called her back up and gave her a temp job. And so already we're seeing the hand of God. And I've got one more story the next time that'll help to complete this about her, just to show you that grace is watching out for you. You know, that would have been and is really the dream job that she could have. Do you think that God could actually fulfill your dreams? I actually know that He can. And so I'm encouraging you to even take a story like that where somebody could get into a field where everybody is so amazingly good and the favor of God could be upon their life and God work it out for them to have the job that would bless them. That sounds like a father, sounds like someone who loves us, doesn't it? Well, we'll talk more about this the next time. But just in case you haven't gone to the YouTube channel, Adventures in Grace, you can subscribe and then make sure that you have all these videos coming up as soon as we put them out on Thursday and Friday. You could go to the Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page and follow us, or you can go to jimhockaday.com and find our website. We're so glad to be with you every time that we come with these videos, sharing a little bit more that'll open up your heart and your mind to allow God to be God. See you next time.